Hey guys, Helmut Mayer from Biblical Hebrew Perspectives. Today we are going to speak about a very difficult word. Ironically, so central to Christian theology that we rarely ever speak about it. We just all assume we think the same. We know the same thing about it. And this is the concept of sin. Now, if I ask you to give me a summary of what the Bible is actually saying, you'll probably find one of two ideas. The one group of people will speak about the Bible being a love story where God's love for people compels him to bring us back to himself. And then the other story is sin entered into the world through Adam and Eve, and then Jesus was necessary, and the jump over thousands of years of history, and eventually it is Jesus and his return. Nothing wrong with either of these, but what does not get defined is what is sin. When we ask for a definition of sin, we very often revert to a theological or a religious view of sin, but rarely can we stop and say, this is the definition. Now, in the New Testament, one of the inconvenient words, anomia, means lawlessness, and we hate that. Because if you have to say that sin is lawlessness, then you have to speak about the law, and people hate to speak about the law. And rightly, people revert to Christ and his role, but somehow we tiptoe around the elephant in the room. The second Greek word is the word hamartia, and this word means to miss the mark, first found in Matthew 1 verse 21. And the equivalent for hamartia is chata in Hebrew. Genesis 4 verse 7. Is it not that if you do good, you're to be accepted, and if you do not do good, towards the door is a sin. He's lying, and towards you is his desire, and you must rule over him. Speaking about chata, speaking about sin. The word chata literally means to miss the mark. Now, let's be clear about one thing. If I'm an archer, or let's say I'm a dart player, I can be the best in the game. I can still miss the mark. I can still throw my dart or shoot my arrow and miss the mark, despite how competitive or trained or professional I am. I can still miss the mark. Within the word chata that we find in Genesis 4 verse 7, there is almost a mercy that regardless of how good you are, you can still miss the mark, you can still sin. And then there are two strong other Hebrew words that we need to talk about. The one is the word avon, and this is the word that usually gets translated in the English as iniquity. The true meaning of avon is to twist or to bend the truth. I tell you a story, but I withhold a critical piece of information from you. Did I lie to you? No. But did I tell you the complete truth? No. And that kind of moral dilemma, that bending or twisting of the truth, is what we get in the word avon. And then the last one is the word pesha. It's knowing what is wrong and then going ahead and doing that. And the best translation for that is rebellion or transgression. Now, here's an interesting truth. To miss the mark does not necessarily mean I'm a rebel. And it doesn't necessarily mean I twist the truth, because I can be aiming for the target and miss it. But if I do avon, if I twist the truth, I'm definitely missing the mark. And if I do what I know is wrong, I'm also definitely missing the mark. And right here, you can see why the Bible says that no one is good. Every single one has fallen short of the glory of God, has fallen short of the standard of God. And this is why we need Messiah. Finally, there are two ways to interpret the pictures that make up the Hebrew word chata: a chet, a tet, and an aleph. Now, the one is to say a chet is a separation or a barrier, a tet is a basket or a surrounding, and aleph is strength or leadership. And from this, we can say that sin creates a separation between God and humanity, causing us to be ensnared in wrongdoing. But here's a second interesting possibility. Let's say you're a dart player or an archer or somebody shooting at a range. What actually defines whether or not you hit the target? Literally, the outer peripheral or the border of this target is the determining factor. And for the entire aiming and shooting experience, that is the strength. And with this in mind, next time, let's look at the spiritual and theological implications of sin. Until next time, be blessed.